Hey everybody, today we're debating whether or not dinosaurs existed, and we are starting right now with Mark's opening statement. Thanks so much for being with us, Mark. The floor is all yours.
Thank you so much, James. And I'll just share my screen here. Thank you so much. Just tell me when that has popped up.
Let's see. I'm going to minimize it and then let me just fit it to the screen. And it is fit. The floor is all yours.
Okay, so hello and greetings to everyone. My name's Mark Reed, and I'm here to debate for the affirmative for the existence of dinosaurs. I'd like to thank James, Modern Day Debate, and thank you to my interlocutor, Howard, for showing up to what I feel is clearly a one-sided debate, but I digress. First, I'm not a paleontologist, and I have no credentials in that field, but I want to run through why I believe dinosaurs existed and why there is overwhelming evidence to support that dinosaurs existed. Now, scholarly descriptions of what would be now recognised as dinosaur bones first appeared in the late 17th century in England. Between 1850 and 1824, Reverend William Buckland collected fossilised bones of Megalosaurus and became the first person to describe a non-avian dinosaur in a scientific journal. In 1858, the first dinosaur was discovered in America in the Marl Pits in Haddonfield, New Jersey. Today, there are thousands of paleontologists working in every continent, uncovering new fossils and cataloging them. And they create a very large database that keeps track of every single fossil, whether that's a trace fossil or a complete fossil. I'll be outlining the evidence from three main categories. I'm doing fossilized bones, footprints and tracks, and egg remains. Now, please note, this is not all the evidence there is. There's so much evidence, I cannot possibly cover it in one introduction. So I'm just going to focus on these three so Howard can address these three. So what makes a dinosaur? There are a diverse group of reptiles that appeared during the Triassic, although the exact origin and timing of the evolution of dinosaurs is the subject for study of scientists. But there's absolutely no debate among any scientific field that they existed. They all agree they did. Using fossil evidence, paleontologists have identified over 900 distinct genera and over more than 1,000 different species of dinosaurs whose size varied greatly. The largest sauropod was 130 feet long and 59 feet tall. While they could also be really small, they could be 20 inches in length, like a foot and a half. So how do we tell these fossilized bones were not other animals? Well, apart from the holes in the skull, the two holes behind the eye socket, and pay attention to that, the ankles, but also the way their legs are. And I really want to focus on that, the way their legs come directly down from their body, very straight. And I'll go on a bit more into that later. So how many fossils have we found? In the world, there's approximately 11,000 fossilized dinosaur specimens. There's currently about 3,000 so-called full dinosaur specimens, complete or near complete, above 75% complete, in museums in the United States alone, and many more all throughout the world. Question that you may have is, are the dinosaur fossils like this one a replica? Sometimes they take a cast and they do make replicas to display. However, a large number are very real and very few. They try to get at least replicas as possible. For instance, the Carnegie Museum of Natural History has more than 230 fossils on display. 75% of them are original fossils and the rest are replicas. And the reason why they make replicas is because they may be very weak or they may be easily damaged. So they try not to put them out on display if there's a danger of them being damaged. So here's a real one. This is Scipionyx. Now, this one's I've included as it is the original fossil, and you can actually see around here the intestines of the dinosaur has been fossilized. Minerals have over incredible amounts of time and pressure replaced the tissue there, and it's fossilized its intestines. Now, note the legs are straight down from the hips and the eye holes, where we can clearly see this is a dinosaur. This is the Velociraptor from the Jurassic Park fame. Although Velociraptor was smaller than the movie that had raptors in it, and in fact, those raptors was Dinosuchus, a much larger theropod, and not a Velociraptor at all. So when you see the raptors in Jurassic Park, they're not raptors, which is hilarious. I couldn't help throw this one. And this is Archaeopteryx. It's a dinosaur evolving into a bird. You can see it still has the holes and it still has the straight legs, unlike a bird, and a tail, which a bird doesn't have. Tailbone, I should say. It also has claws. I know the topic isn't evolution, but I'll move on. But I do love this one, so I thought I'd throw it in. I put this one here because this is an original, not a cast. It's a Triceratops on permanent display in the Melbourne Museum. It was found in 2014 in Montana by a farmer in a field and shipped to Melbourne, where it's now on permanent display. It's really cool. These are the casts that I'm talking about. Now, the reason why they make casts of Tyrannosaurus skulls in particular is because they are pretty fragile. So that doesn't mean they're fake. They try to cast them exactly like the original, but they are very, very open about when they are casting and why they are casting. This is an amazing fossil. This is a Tyrannosaur that's 90% complete. The head in this picture is actually a cast. It's actually a cast made from the original. Its body is all original, but the head is too weak to mount. You could always see this yourself if you go to Chicago. Just note that it took the curators 30,000 man hours preparing the skeleton and 20,000 man hours building the exhibit. A ton of work went into this. The museum paid $8.4 million for this bad girl. And yes, this is a female T-Rex. That's a lot of money for something that does not exist. Note the hips and the way that the legs go straight down from the hips. This is a dinosaur. It's pretty awesome. This is the original skull. So it's photographed on black cloth so they can make it really stand out. Note again the holes in the skull. The interesting thing is this fossil is called Sue, and it was named after this person, Sue Hendrickson. She founded the original fossil in 1990, and that's the original fossil there before it has been unearthed and excavated. This is her unearthing and finding the teeth. Took a photo with that. This isn't some paid person faking this. This is a scientist genuinely happy at finding this fossil. Look, she's beaming in delight. This is a real fossil that they documented as they unearthed. So this is the site after backbreaking and exhausting excavation of the fossils. These kind of sites, they're dusty, they're dirty, they're hot, and it's painstaking work. You can't afford to make a single mistake, or you could damage the fossil. And don't forget, this fossil they bought for $8.4 million. You may think, oh, well, that could be anything. And I'm gonna discuss why it isn't. How we know they're dinosaurs. So when I said look at the hips, I wanted to really focus on this. So dinosaurs had straight hips. That's the one in the center, as well as mammals. The one on the right is crocodilian, Rhasosaurians, that sort of are the ancestors of crocodiles, and they have a different type. They don't have the socket there. But this is reptiles over here. Notice the sprawling hips that they have. They're clearly different, and we can tell the difference. Here is a skeleton of a bearded dragon, a lizard, and do notice the rear hips are sprawling. They go out, not down. They go out. So do pay attention to that. I'm going to move on to my second category, which is eggs. Now, this is an egg with an embryo still contained within. We found lots of these eggs all over the place. This one was from China. Creepy, really creepy, but dinosaur. This is a dinosaur nest with fossilized embryos. Most of them, some of them have embryos still in it. Again, I could show thousands of these pictures, like I could show thousands of pictures of skeleton fossils, but we would be here for days and days and days. This is a tiny, 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 tiny sample. Now, how do we know it's not just a modern egg that looks like it? Well, there's a very noticeable difference. This is a diagram of contemporary eggs, like, say, birds, et cetera. See how there's a pore space every single segment, and there's an external cuticle. So there's sort of pores on every segment and an external layer to the egg. Now, that compare that with a dinosaur egg, and what we have is a pore canal every few segments. This gives the egg a dimpled appearance. It also has no outer layer, and paleontologists can easily tell the difference between a dinosaur egg and a modern contemporary egg from this. So this is a footprint in the Gobi Desert. I actually included this to show the size of the footprint. This is from a titanosaur, massive thing. Look at the paleontologist that found it and how proud and happy he is. So when you speak to paleontologists, they nerd out over dinosaurs and they can talk your ears off about them. And I want to sort of say, is this guy lying to you? Look how happy he is. What a guy. I mean, he's just beaming. These are, move on to tracks, actually. These are tracks from Bolivia. I've included them because they're filled with dark sediment and they're really striking. You can clearly see the tracks in contrast with the rock. They're fantastic. These people in the background are people taking a tour, and you can sign up and go for a tour, see dinosaur footprints. They're in most, areas of the world, not all, because we don't have fossils in all areas of the world, but there's some in my home state up north in Broome, which are fantastic. So this is Pluxee River. In Texas, or Tejas, and a big shout out to all the Texans out there. I just want to mention something about some of the claims made about this and some of the sort of claims made about dinosaur fossilized tracks. This is another dinosaur track in Paluxy River, and it's been claimed, oh, this is a human track, it's not real, it's a fake, it's a hoax, and all these kind of things. What's happened is these points here, the talons and the toes have collapsed, and they've just collapsed inwards, making it seem like the foot's smaller than it actually is. There's actually still toes there, but people mistakenly think they're human. They're not. This is Mill Canyon. This is where they put up a walkway to go and view the prints. And actually, interestingly enough, when they put up the walkway, they damaged a very small portion of these tracks, and the paleontologists and other scientific communities were livid they had damaged this. It's open to anyone, so you can go and have a look at the viewing platform and see all the tracks of the dinosaurs from a slightly elevated position. It's kind of a really bad cover-up that constructs a viewing platform so people can actively go and look at the tracks and freely examine them. I don't know why, if they didn't exist, that they're helping people see the things that don't exist. So there is so much more evidence I can possibly put into than I can possibly put into one presentation or 100 presentations. I think I could spend days and days and days nonstop, and I couldn't fit all the evidence in. Here is just a small sample of the things that I'd like Howard to address. I'm glad to be here, but I have no idea why this is even debatable. I think dinosaurs are amazing. And just for the record, my favorite is the Ankylosaurus, which was a squat sauropod, like a small tank. These are more evidence that you can sort of, I could include if I wanted to, but I didn't want to sort of give Howard tons and tons and tons. Thank you for listening, and leave your favorite dinosaur in the comments. I would love to know what you think, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for that opening statement, Mark Reed. We're going to kick it over to Howard's opening statement as well. I want to say, folks, if you haven't been here before at Modern Day Debate, we are a neutral channel hosting debates on science, religion, and politics. We hope you feel welcome no matter what walk of life you are from. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, as we have many more juicy debates coming up, such as whether or not Islam is dangerous this Friday. You don't want to miss it. That's pictured at the bottom right of your screen. And with that, thank you very much. Howard, the floor is all yours for your opening statement.
Thank you, James. Let's just see if I can share the screen. Can everybody see that?
They can. Let me just fit it to the screen because it's a little bit zoomed in, and then we should be good. So, they can now see it to the best of their ability. I think you'll have to scroll for them to see more, but I'm able to show everything that shows on my side.
Is it better if I leave it like that?
Yeah, that should be okay.
It's full screen, yeah?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so we often believe what we are shown without it ever being demonstrated, proven by the French doctor that put a piece of salami and everyone thought it was a planet. Here's the skeleton of a mouse. Out of proportion, it can fool us. And yeah, our understanding of dinosaurs even the official narrative says is wrong. We see them with scales, yet we're told that they might have had feathers or even hair. So it's quite confusing how we're shown one thing but told others. Were they evolving into fish, bird, or rodent? And yeah, most of the skeletons have just been partial findings. Over 165 million years, you'd expect there to be a lot more complete skeletons. Like he says, there's only 3,000 so-called complete skeletons, and they're about 75% claimed. So there's not many skeletons found for 165 million years. And the first ever fossil that was mistaken for a dinosaur was from Robert Plot, who originally thought it was from a giant, yet he was compromised. And the original dinosaur word came from a museum owner. It's been said that a lot of them have been covered up before they were discovered again. Maybe that's because they were really giant bones, or maybe it's because they were fake in the first place, because there's a lot of money behind it. It looks like it could be a cover-up for giants, as we've got depictions of giants all over the world. It could even be a cover-up for dragons. We see that there was Scientific American published articles about giants, and considering how long humans have supposedly been on this earth, we find a lot of skeletons which have all disappeared, funny enough. Yet the skeletons found by Charles Marsh and Edward Drinker during the Bone Wars are also up for debate, because they supposedly found 142 species, yet we know Haeckel's drawings being a scam. We also know that the bird dinosaur missing limb turned out to be a scam, which is strange that Mark used it in his presentation. And also this article from National Geographic got pulled because it was turned out to be a scam. So maybe the Bone Wars were taking skulls and bones from other animals and giants and calling them dinosaur bones because it fitted the narrative that they wanted to promote. We can see that there's still giant snakes around the world today. So there seems to be a lot of evidence that things used to be bigger in the past. One of the articles that I screenshot was saying that in a petrified piece of amber, they saw that there used to be more oxygen in the atmosphere, which could explain why things were bigger before. Not just giant humans, but also giant creatures. And we see the Fibonacci sequence, the golden ratio, phi, the spiral throughout nature. This seems to be a fingerprint or a signature of the intelligent designer. Yet the strange thing is, even though we see this throughout nature, in all plant, fish, and animal life, I don't think we see it in the dinosaur skeletons. I have a feeling that they're out of proportion with the Fibonacci rate of construction that we see throughout all the rest of nature. So it seems a little bit inconsistent, as the mathematics is there in our bones, it's in the plants, it's in our food, it's everywhere. Some people call it sacred geometry. So it shouldn't be ignored that this mathematics doesn't seem to appear in the dinosaur bones, but it does appear in the giants and also the giant creatures, which we see articles and photograph evidence. We've still got constructions today that look like they were built for bigger people, as the doors are very difficult to open and close, as well as the depictions from Egypt and all around the world. We also see stone formations that look like they were set up by giants, as it doesn't make sense with the water erosion or the wind or the mechanical erosion that we know of. We also see mountains that seem to be petrified titans, bigger than we can even fathom. And we have up to 50 different correlations with the anatomy and histology of an elephant, including tunnels where you'd expect an ear canal, and also tunnels where you'd expect sinuses. So I've been in this cave myself, and I've seen majority of these 50 correlations to the anatomy of an elephant. So I also don't believe that it could just be random erosion that's caused these tunnels to go in all directions that match up perfectly with what we find when we look at fissures in a bone of a skull. Sometimes the iron ore still looks meaty colours, and it's always caked onto the top and on the sides of channels in rock formations that have never had flow cause the erosion. So sometimes it could be pareidolia, but when there's many, many occasions, and also when the details are so perfectly situated and to scale, we even see the scale skin. It doesn't seem like this is all coincidence or random erosion. It looks like we're looking at an ancient past, Dolphin Island of Italy, for example. It just seems too accurate. So we can see things on the top of mountains, including the mountains themselves. We can see things underwater. And on the top of the tallest mountains, we still find remnants of what was probably a worldwide flood, because tectonic plates don't really make sense for all these different shaped mountains that we see, especially when they have 50 correlations with the anatomy of an elephant. Also, we see temples that have been still being excavated, star fortresses on the top of mountains that need excavating for mud, as well as all the other underwater cities around the world. So it looks like we might be wrong about a lot of things. And if you're not sold on the mountains, go and look at pebbles, because it looks like pebbles also justify that was a worldwide flood that might have got rid of all these dragons and giants of the past. Because when we look at the pebbles, they seem to have a skin. And when you fracture them, they have a darker interior. So it tells us that these pieces are whole, intact, which matches what organs have, a fascia, a skin around them, and a serous liquid. We don't find any transitional stones. We only find the pebbles on the coastline, where we have multiple water direction. We have them in riverbeds, where the water flows one way, or we find them in the mud, in the soil, when digging, which has got no direction of flow apart from, you could say, down. We always find the heart-shaped stones have got a dent at the top, or in discoloration, or even a hole. So it comes into question the model that we have for the world, and why would this be hidden from us? Well, maybe these dinosaurs are to soften us up to the reptilian creatures that might still exist in higher dimensions, or at least in the past they were depicted. And it seems like a lot of brands and also religious organizations still pay homage to the reptilian creatures as they build their constructions, statues, and their logos to suit them. So it seems like there's a lot of respect paid to these different reptilian creatures, whether they're alive or not, which could justify why dinosaurs is being promoted to take us away from the truth about this creation. When we look at the memorial in the United Nations Security Council, we can also see that there's snakes depicted as being in charge of the human race.
30 more seconds.
Maybe because they're known for being hypnotic and having very persuasive ways with humans. So it's not necessarily a physical thing. But there's a lot of depictions since Napoleon's day of reptilians wanting to eat humans and children, as if like wanting to stay alive because they're blue-blooded. And we see depictions of dragons and reptiles in the royal family.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, so I do have a bit of a stake.
And even Prince Charles admits that he was related to what we know Count Dracula. So maybe this is why we see a lot of satanic rituals in the higher elite, and why we see that the most renowned Freemasons also praised Lucifer as the god of this world. So maybe there is more to it if you're in the secret club. Maybe we'll never know. But there's definitely some kind of cover-up going on.
With that, thank you very much for that opening statement, Howard. We are going to kick it into open discussion. So with that, folks, if you happen to have any questions, feel free to fire them into the old live chat. If you tag me with @ModernDayDebate, that's one way, as well as if you want to submit a question via Super Chat, you can, and those get bumped to the top of the list. With that, also want to say, folks, our guests are linked in the description. If you'd like to hear more of the views from Howard or Mark, you certainly can by clicking on their links below. And last but not least, don't forget to, as I mentioned, hit that subscribe button. We have a big, juicy debate coming up whether or not Islam is harmful to the world. That's coming up this Saturday, this Friday. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a big one, so hit that subscribe button. And with that, thanks very much, gentlemen. The floor is all yours.
Thank you, James. Howard, where do I start with this, mate? For a start, you missed the topic. Okay, so I want to make clear, we're not like debating stones or conspiracies about Prince Charles or any of the other stuff that you sort of touched on, or tunnels or elephants. We're discussing dinosaurs. Okay, so let's keep to the topic. And instead of going off topic, let's stay on topic with dinosaurs. Now, one of the things I want to point out was
Mark, because you just made an accusation.
I just wanted to clarify that and then ask you a question. So I'll just finish, if you don't mind, and then you can go for it, okay? You can sort of argue with that if you'd like. So you brought up two scams. One was the Archaeraptor, which I didn't mention an Archaeraptor. That was a very well-known scam from China. What I said was Archaeopteryx, and that's a different fossil. The actual Archaeraptor was found out by scientists, and it turned out to be a bird from a much later period. It was a scientist that found that out and debunked that. And also you brought up the Cardiff Giant. You had a picture of it. Now, that's a very well-known fake. Basically, it was Hull who basically ordered a gypsum statue to be carved, and he did it so religious people would buy into anything that fit the Bible, he said later. That's a very well-known scam. So my question is, why are scientists be debunking these things if they want to make it seem like these things exist?
Okay, so there's different scientists from different organizations that have different agendas and want to promote different things. But it seems like the majority of the organizations, like I showed with the United Nations and stuff, they're very for promoting evolution, and they'll go at all angles to debunk anything to do with creation.
This isn't about evolution. Let's stick to dinosaurs.
I am. I'm just saying that they're going out of their way to try and prove evolution, and dinosaurs is a big factor of that. They're using dinosaurs to add millions and millions of years to this story of creation. Yet my question was quite good. It was that if there's dinosaurs lived for over 100 million years on Earth, why do we find so few dinosaur skeletons? You said yourself, only 11,000 have claimed to be found, and only 3,000 are supposed complete, but when you look at the fine print, it says 75%. So
let me answer, Howard. You've asked me a question directly. Let me answer. So fossils are created under exceptionally rare circumstances. They're only created when it's buried under a sedimentary layer and exerted a whole lot of pressure on it. It's got to be out of erosion so it doesn't get, you know, just eroded away. It's a very, very, very rare process to find a fossil. Very, very rare for something to be fossilized. Now, when you said 3,000, you didn't mention there's 3,000 in the US. There's more thousands in the rest of the world. And in actual fact, considering how rare fossilization is, that's a pretty good number. That's pretty good. And they're centered around places with low erosion factor and places where mud and other sediment can sort of, you know, cover it so it's not being eroded away. You said that some scientists are trying to debunk and other scientists aren't trying to debunk. So my question to you is, why are the scientists trying to debunk, not debunking the dinosaurs that you claim are fake? Why are they just picking on some? But if you claim all of them are fake, why are these scientists that are trying to debunk fakes not debunking the dinosaurs.
I didn't say that they're all fake. I said,
well, you said
that. Can I? I said that they could be dinosaur bones. They could be giant bones that have been misrepresented as dinosaurs. So dragons and giants, as we see depicted, as we have constructions for them or still standing, as we have literary loads of accounts like Marco Polo, the Bible, the Quran, the Epic of Gilgamesh, and loads of myths all around the world. There's over 500 myths that talk about a worldwide flood, which could explain why some of the dragon and giant skeletons got fossilized and why most of the creatures of the world got petrified, like all the pebbles that I was showing you on the beach and in the dry riverbeds and even rivers, and also in the mud, because it looks like if there was a worldwide flood, there would have been mud floods. Hence why the star forts and the temples in Egypt and India.
Well, when we're not debating the flood.
But it's all part of a big cover-up, literally. If there was a flood, that proves that there was a wipeout of all the creatures. If all the creatures have either...
No, we're not debating the flood. We're not debating the flood. Stick to the topic, we're not debating the flood.
Please stop interrupting me and you'll get my point, because I'll wrap it up.
Stay on topic then.
I am staying on topic. You're interrupting me and causing me to divert.
One thing I want to do is... Howard, I normally, well, you can tell me if I'm being overly charitable. I want to change the subject really quick just because it's something that came up during the opening. A lot of people in the live chat were wondering how it's relevant. The way I enter this, so this, I am changing gears from the topic that you guys were on just because I don't want to sputter out too much or spin on that one too much, is in particular the pebbles that you had shown. I think that some, and I think Mark as well in the opening, he mentioned this isn't about pebbles and things like that. Did I understand right? Maybe I'm being overly charitable. Were you trying to say that the somewhat triangle-shaped pebbles were, I think you were trying to say that instead of them being dinosaur teeth fossils, were you saying that they were just pebbles shaped by the flow of the water, that they always occur in a certain direction, and that they're just pebbles and they're not dinosaur teeth? Or am I being overly charitable, and was Mark right that you were bringing up something about pebbles that isn't related?
Pebbles are related. Pebbles appear to be petrified organs all over the world. They're there. So this would justify and support the biblical, the Quran, and all of the 500 myths that say there was a worldwide flood. And the worldwide flood, as we see evidence and we can read evidence everywhere, justifies that there was giants and dragons that were all wiped out in one instance, some are fossilized, some are petrified, and there's all different layers of Earth.
But so you weren't saying there were teeth. Yeah. You were saying that what looked like fossil organs. I didn't even know that there were like claimed to have like fossilized like a pancreas, like a dinosaur pancreas or something. I didn't even know that was like anyone claimed that we have fossilized organs like a heart or a pancreas. Like, but if I understand right, just to be sure I understand right, and correct me if I'm wrong, and sorry, Mark, for jumping in on you like this.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
I always kind of find these topics especially interesting because they're kind of novel, to say the least.
Well, let me explain why I am sort of objecting to that. It's because even if there was a worldwide flood, I can grant a worldwide flood. I can say, hey, it all happened. I don't believe that, but I could grant all of that. It's irrelevant because the question is, did dinosaurs exist? Whether there is a flood or not a flood has no bearing on whether the dinosaurs did exist. It has absolutely no bearing on it. Well, you can disagree all you want, but it has no bearing on it. You just said, no, let me finish. You just said they could be dinosaur bones, they could be giant bones, they could be dragons. So how do you tell the difference between these bones? How do you, Howard, go out and tell the difference? What's your methodology?
Okay, I'll try and make my point now, see if I can get it out without you interrupting me, Mark. It's dead simple. If there was a worldwide flood and everything on the earth got covered in water and petrified due to electricity or the minerals or temperatures or whatever it was that caused everything to petrify, that would explain why we find fossils in different layers of the earth, because they would go into densities and also like pyroclastic flows, things layer out with the speed that they're moving. So a worldwide flood would support all the biblical narratives that there was giants and dragons and bigger creatures and bigger everything. And it would go against the idea that there was dinosaurs millions and millions of years ago. See, the only difference between dinosaurs and dragons is dragons were a few thousand years ago. Dinosaurs were hundreds of millions of years ago. So, and the idea is that the dinosaur bones are made out of a few findings, and the whole reconstruction is an artist's impression. Whereas we have depictions of dragons, we have stories of dragons, as well as giants, and as well as the constructions. So I'm saying that there's more evidence to go with the biblical, the Quran, and the myths that say there was giants, there was dragons, and that there was a worldwide flood. And we can see evidence on the beaches, on the riverbeds, and even when you're digging, pebbles appear to be petrified organs, especially the harp-shaped ones, because they have up to 20 correlations with the anatomy of a heart. So all of this evidence says that something happened a few thousand years ago, who knows? But this then stacks up against the dinosaurs, that you guys are saying that these fossils are from hundreds of millions of years ago, where if there was a worldwide flood, could have been 7,000 years ago. So it kind of debunks what you're claiming to be true, if we have stronger evidence that can be found on the coastline, on the riverbeds, and it digging in your garden. So yeah, pebbles are a great counter evidence for dinosaurs.
No, pebbles are not any kind of counter evidence for dinosaurs. And I actually asked you a question that you totally dodged whatsoever. You said it could be dinosaur bones, could be giant bones, could be dragons. My ask was, what is the methodology for telling the difference between them? But I want to address what you said.
I didn't dodge it. I
actually, no, Howard, let me finish.
Yeah, but don't make accusations that aren't.
I want to address everything you said. You made a number of points. I will address them.
Howard,
I actually wrote it down. You can rewind the tape. So you say it's dead simple, it's a worldwide flood, but dragons are exactly the same as dinosaurs, just they're in a different time period. Now, don't forget, this debate is not when the dinosaur lived. This debate is not how old the dinosaur lives. This debate isn't when dinosaurs died or when dragons died, it's did dinosaurs exist. So if your contention is that you are just calling dinosaurs dragons, regardless of the time frame that they're in, then you are actually conceding that dinosaurs lived and you call them dragons. But I would like you to answer my first question as well, since you didn't answer that.
I did answer your first question. Stop lying.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I answered it
What's your methodology for determining the difference between dinosaur bones?
The methodology is the dating process. If they're millions of years old, then they're dinosaurs. If they're not millions of years old, then they're larger creatures. Before the flood, there was higher oxygen levels, supposedly, and humans, lizards, birds, fish were all bigger. And that seems to be true because we still find big snakes, we still find big people, and we have skeletons. Some of them might have been faked, I get it. But if you can point out that some of the giant skeletons were fake, and you admit that some of the dinosaur transition or the dinosaur bones were fake, then you're all halfway there. So it could be that they're all fake or all misunderstandings, because we've all been programmed with a narrative that says they're millions of years old. So that was your first question. And the second point is the time is, what was your second question?
I said, what's the difference between, and not age, because that's not part of the debate. If you're calling dinosaurs dragons that instead lived ages ago, but they're exactly the same and just lived more recently, then you're just basically saying that they're dinosaurs with a different name. You're just calling dinosaurs dragons and saying, hey, they lived later than what you say.
No, I feel
but
like
they did
I
exist.
I have answered this just and also before. Time is everything, because I've said what the Bibles and everyone else in the myth say, that everything was bigger before the flood. Everything was bigger, much bigger. And there was also titans and giants that needed to be killed off because they were supposedly from the fallen angels and stuff. So I'm going off this text evidence, the depictions we see drawn, constructions that we still see standing, and also the skeletons that have all gone missing, and then the pebbles that we can all find ourselves with all different scales of heart heart-shaped stones that have the 20 correlations with a heart, from this little and very large. So it looks like there's lots of evidence that things were larger. So the whole point is, you're saying that there's no difference between dragons and dinosaurs. I'm saying that anything that was supposedly millions of years ago, we would call dinosaurs. Where if it was only a few thousand years ago, we wouldn't call them dinosaurs. That's the only difference between dinosaurs and dragons. And I've not just said that they're dragons, I've said all types of creatures. Not just dragons, not just reptilian creatures. All creatures supposedly were a lot bigger, as we've seen in some stone formations and as we've seen in some fossils and skeletons that were supposedly fake.
Yeah, so your problem is that you're saying that in the first thing you sort of said, oh, we found some fake giants, some fake dinosaurs. The problem is that the experts, the scientists that actually analyze them, have found a very, very few fake dinosaurs, and every single giant has been fake. There's no real giants out there that somebody has said, hey, yes, that's a giant from ages ago. It's only, and see, the thing is, when I ask you about your methodology and how you tell one thing from another, one bone from another that you're claiming, you don't actually answer it. What you say is, this is this bone, this is this. I'm not asking you what you think these things are. I'm asking you how you go about putting in a procedure to tell the difference from one to another. Because as far as I can tell, and you know, this is just listening to you, it sounds like you look at them and that allows you to tell the difference.
No, it seems like you're using reverse psychology. I'm not a paleontologist. I said...
Neither am I.
Great. But I said that what they do, and they've admitted this, they find a few bones. It could be as little as two or three. And then they'll have some artist come along and draw up what they think would have been the rest of the dinosaur.
Really?
Which is why you said yourself, from the 11,000... found dinosaur bone sets, only 3,000 of them they can claim to be
in the US,
mostly complete. Well, I
Howard,
didn't see that when I Google
in the US,
regardless.
11,000 worldwide, 3,000 in the US alone.
I thought it was worldwide 11,000.
No, but... 3,000 just in the US out of those 11,000. 3,000 just in more thousands worldwide that are complete, 75%. But I mean, it's weird that you say that. No. I want to address that thing that they find bones and then they just draw a diagram. Did you watch my presentation where it had Sue, the big Tyrannosaurus, 90% complete, where they painstakingly dug it out, recreated it and then put it in a museum? How is that finding a few bones, which is a total mischaracterization, then drawing a diagram and then that's it? How is that possibly what you got from what I presented?
Because I'm talking about generalization. You're talking about the best example you have, the best example. And even then, we don't know what was planted. We don't know what's replicas. We aren't allowed to inspect the bones. We just have to take their word for it. So it's secondhand information, again, that we're told to believe in. And it's always paleontologists that find the dinosaur bones, and only the museum's own inspectors can see the bones. And we're just told that we're supposed to look at replicas and believe everything they've said and believe that they found 90%, when we know that there's over 10 million for that Sioux skeleton. So there's a lot of financial motive for people to lie.
Howard, it's weird that you sit there and go, well, we've got secondhand evidence, so we can't believe it, because I don't believe you've gone out and found giant skeletons and dragon skeletons and all of these other things that you claim to have found. So you're relying on secondhand evidence as well. So your idea of your methodology for determining these bones is you look at it, go to what you think is happening in the world, assume what you think is happening in the world, apply that to what you're looking at, and then basically believe that. That's a terrible methodology for figuring out what is what. We're talking about paleontologists, people that spent 4 years at uni doing their undergraduate degree, maybe 2 more years for a master. If you're going for a doctorate, that's another year. From that point, you're just somebody on site who's just gotten their degree or their doctorate. And that's writing a dissertation. You may spend decades becoming an expert in the field of paleontology. Now, what you're doing is you're going up to them and you're saying, hey, I know that you've spent 30 years doing this, but I think you don't know what you're talking about. I see stones and I know that what you're saying isn't true because I see stones and think they're organs, even though they're not even fossilized. There's no organic tissue fossilized at all. And nobody thinks stones are organs. What qualifications do you have for telling these people spending decades doing their job that they are wrong?
First-hand experience. I've gone to the beach and I've gone to dry riverbeds and I've dug in my garden and I keep finding these pebbles. They've always got the same features. And I'm not the only person. There's thousands of people looking into biogeology. Some people call it mud fossils, mud floods. There's all sorts of people looking at rock formations around the world now. So the geologists are starting to listen to us. And there's experts that are also talking to my friend Mike, doctors, geologists. I forgot what they call them.
This isn't about geology.
No, but what I'm saying is you're having a dig at the pebbles, yet you don't want me to explain how I'm saying that I'm quite confident that they are petrified organs.
But let's stick to paleontology because you're going to geology, which is a completely different subject. Now, there's paleontologists. You said you went to the beach, you went to dry riverbeds, you went to something else you said. I can't read my own handwriting. But you said you went a number of places. I guarantee you there are paleontologists who have been to the beach, been to dry riverbeds, looked at rocks, and also have decades working with dinosaur bones. So why does that give you a superior position or even any methodology at all for saying these people are wrong?
Because sometimes you need fresh eyes, because a lot of the times when people are educated, it could be indoctrinated if the information's false or only limited. So sometimes you need fresh eyes to come along. And luckily, my friend Mike Wilkerson on the YouTube channel Stellium7 sent me some of his videos. So I met up with him. I went to the mountain. I went into the mountain and looked at it myself. And then I've started going and collecting pebbles myself. So I've got firsthand experience and fresh eyes. And I've not got tunnel vision from being indoctrinated that flesh can't petrify, which we know it can because there's historical accounts like Hiramo Sagato, who petrified flesh as a living. He made a museum of petrified flesh, but then died and took the secret with him. And we also see petrified wood. Wood is organic material. So there's petrified wood in loads of gemstone shops, and there's Hiramo Sagato, and there's loads of pebbles on the beach and in the riverbed, which everyone can go and check for themselves, and they'll see that there's lots of correlations with organs. So it looks like there was a worldwide flood, which looks like the biblical accounts were true.
Okay, we're not debating the flood.
And the Bible says that the world's only a few thousand years old, which means that dinosaurs weren't created by the intelligent designer, which means the Earth hasn't been here millions of years. And if the Earth hasn't been here millions of years, that means there was never any dinosaurs.
Howard, we're not debating a flood. Like, stick to the subject. You're just changing subject again and again and again.
I did. You're taking no notice of
so it. Just because you look at a stone and think it's a petrified organ doesn't mean it is. Going to a mate of yours, watching a video on YouTube, then going out to evaluate something is a terrible way to evaluate something. And I'm glad you mentioned these caves because you said, hey, these caves are remarkably similar to elephant anatomy. I don't think you're familiar with elephant anatomy at all. I think you've seen elephants. Have you ever done a dissection or any kind of autopsy of an elephantine corpse or anything to be familiar with an elephant anatomy?
Mike Wilkerson's a chiropractor. He studied the anatomy.
He's a chiropractor.
Yeah.
So obviously a chiropractor is familiar with elephant anatomy. Is that what you're saying?
He's researched elephant anatomy. Yeah.
Oh, on YouTube, presumably?
You'd have to ask him, but the point is,
I'd
it's not
sure
just my
won't.
Friend Mike, it's not just me. There's people all yeah. over the world finding mountains that look like giant petrified giants, petrified elephants, petrified trees. So there's all sorts of people around the world doing taking part in the open source investigation, looking at firsthand evidence. Because when you're in a mountain, you are the microscope. Yeah, and when you go to the beach or the riverbed and you collect lots of samples and they and the repetition starts adding up and you see the same features positioned in the right place to the right scale time and time again, there's over 20 correlations with the anatomy of a heart in the heart-shaped stones, and there's over 50 correlations with the Mongo Mountain that looks like an elephant inside and outside. So okay. look into it before you say that it's a load of rubbish.
It's a load of rubbish. Have you seen an aorta or any chambers of the heart in these stones? Have you found any
yes.
comparable
yes.
anatomy?
You
yes, have.
The aorta, the vena cava, and also I forgot all the other parts of the
yeah,
heart.
Yeah, I severely doubt you. You said like when you go into the mountains, you are the mountain, and when you are, I've never gone into
the
a mountain
microscope.
And become a mountain. Well, you said
no,
you are
that.
The riverbed. You are, well, I mean, we can watch it again. Well, maybe go back and watch it.
I said
you
you're
said.
The microscope.
Well, I don't think you're a microscope either.
When you're looking at a mountain, you are the microscope. You're looking at tiny details
yeah.
on a mountain.
So a microscope is a series of lenses that magnify put after one another. So you can see on a microscopic level. If yeah. it doesn't make you a microscope going into a mountain, it makes you a dude in a mountain.
Yeah, it's the point was when you're looking at a mountain, you are zoomed into the details because
no,
we
no.
are we are microscopic in comparison to the mountain. And you can take the rock specimen and look at them under a microscope, or you can get a camera that goes into the heart-shaped stones and look at the chambers where you'd expect the heart, four chambers or two chambers to be. So yeah, there's lots of things that my friend Mike's been doing, and I'm just helping promote his work because I've had some firsthand experience myself. I'm convinced that his theory is right and that we're looking at petrified organs, which justifies a worldwide flood, which justifies that the Earth's only a few thousand years old, which pretty much debunks that dinosaurs existed because they were supposed to be millions of years ago.
That doesn't follow. That doesn't follow because just if there was a worldwide flood, it does not debunk all of the... Did you see the fossils and skeletons and skulls and tracks that I showed you? Why aren't those fossils real? What's wrong with
real.
Saying... Well, they're real.
It's as if you're
so they're
going
dinosaurs.
In one ear and coming out the other. I'm saying
it really
one
isn't.
Thing.
I'm
saying
actually
one thing
it
and you're saying the other. I never said it was fake. I said that you're
okay.
assuming that they're... Listen, tries to stop interrupting me. I'm saying that they're not millions and millions of years old.
That's not the debate, Howard.
It is.
The age is not the debate. It's whether they existed. No, I'm not going to let you change the subject and
it's
say,
not
hey,
changing
we're debating
the, subject,
the age of dinosaurs.
That's what makes dinosaurs dinosaurs, the age. Otherwise, they're
no,
just
it doesn't.
Large creatures.
I
yes,
went
they
through
are.
What makes dinosaurs dinosaurs. The
yeah,
holes in their
the
head,
age.
The angle of their ankles, the straight lines of their legs. That's what makes
so
dinosaurs
we...
dinosaurs.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but just so we don't gonna get caught up in the weeds on this, is that like... Dinosaurs, I'm thinking like the definition, Howard, that we're usually thinking of is like, so theoretically, if people did bring dinosaurs back to life, like Jurassic Park style, right now, like I'd still think of them as dinosaurs, even if they were.
Sure.
So, like,
yeah.
I do, I just don't want to get too caught up on the age and more just on the creatures per se. But yeah. we, in a little bit, will have Q&A, but I'll give you, we have a little bit more time yet, so don't feel rushed, but we'll jump back into open conversation and then maybe about 5 to 10 minutes going to Q&A.
Cool. If I may, yeah. Mark, in your okay. presentation, you specifically mm-hmm. said a few of them things about the legs, and you said, and they were in a certain age, yeah, prehistoric, and you named the age that they were supposedly in. It's not Jurassic. It's got another name, I know. And that is what you said in your presentation. That's what makes dinosaurs dinosaurs. And what I'm saying is, if dinosaurs came of evolution and a big bang and all that of random chance, and the other alternative is that we were created by intelligent design, and the intelligent design evidence says that everything was created a few thousand years ago, then that pretty much debunks the whole narrative that what you're finding is millions and millions of years old. And if that gets debunked, then it goes back to, so we're actually looking at large creatures that all got covered in water. Some of them got covered in mud. Some of them got fossilized into stone, because there was all sorts of cataclysms around the world when this worldwide flood happened thousands of years ago. So the whole idea that dinosaurs are different than what we see now means that they are a different creation, or they were not created. So when I'm saying that we've got evidence that there was a worldwide flood and that this happened a few thousands of years ago, and that explains why you see some bones in rock, some under mud, and some just petrified out loose, that pretty much debunks all of the narrative that you believe in. And if the narrative you believe in is debunked, then everything comes up for question, and all these dinosaur bones could turn out to be large chickens and large reptiles and large humans and all sorts of things.
Okay, so now I want to address that. You're dish-galloping, Howard. You're going on and on and on and on. I want to address this. You can't just talk forever bringing up multiple points after point after point. It's called dish-gallop. It's pretty dishonest. Now, what I said is when the scientists said dinosaurs lived at this time, the fact that they're dinosaurs does not rely on when they lived. Whether they lived 2 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 50 million years ago, does not make them anything other than dinosaurs. My criteria for what defines a dinosaur was very specific. It was holes in the skull. It was the angle of their ankle. It was the type of hip they had on their bone structure. There was a few things there, but saying that the time when they lived was a criteria for it being a dinosaur is completely untrue. And you also miss that dinosaurs could be as small as, you know, 2 inches as well. So it was 1.5 feet. I'm sorry, I'm bad with the imperial system. But those things, like, it doesn't matter when they lived. If they arrived again today, they'd still be dinosaurs.
Yeah, I got James's point, but his point was if they were revived now, they would be revived species from millions of years ago that came about from random evolution.
Would they still be dinosaurs?
If they had ever existed millions of years ago due to random evolution, they would be able to revive them. But if they
this isn't an evolution debate.
If
to be fair, Howard, my point wasn't that, like, I wasn't trying to emphasize that dinosaurs are, like, inherently from millions of years ago. It was more, I was just trying to say that even if they, like, wouldn't we still call them dinosaurs, like in the movie Jurassic Park, or if they were brought to life? You might want to, in some way, if you want to use it to try to make that case, but just at least so you know, my intention was not to say that they're from millions of years ago, per se.
To be honest with you, I'm not trying to pick on Howard, it sounds like the debate you want to have is, did dinosaurs live millions of years ago? And you may have gotten the wrong debate topic or misinterpreted in some way, but you're basically saying that these animals did exist. They may have been dinosaurs, and you just dispute the time frame.
I never ever said that they may have been dinosaurs. I said that they may have been larger creatures like dragons or giants that got covered in a worldwide flood, and since then everything's become smaller because there's less oxygen, as the scientific tests of that petrified amber showed from the two researchers from California that I showed in my presentation. I never said that dinosaurs existed. I've said that the reason people might mistake these bones for dinosaurs is because they don't believe in a worldwide flood, even though there's loads of evidence of a worldwide flood in the pebbles, in the giant
this isn't
bones
a flood
that we
debate.
Find, and in the giant doors that we still see constructed, and all the giants depicted in the Egypt and around the world in myths as well. So yeah,
the
whole definition of dinosaurs comes down to random evolution millions of years ago, where if we're talking about creatures that were created by intelligent design thousands of years ago, then there is no dinosaurs. There's just remnants of petrified and fossilized living creatures pre-flood, not
Let's reset, because the same paleontologists find, like, mammoth bones, right? So do you believe that megafauna, like mammoths and megatherium and things like that existed?
Larger creatures existed in the past.
So why do you trust the paleontologists on mammoth bones, megatherium, all of these other animals and not on dinosaurs? What is it that says, hey, this can't be real?
I don't trust the dates that they're using or necessarily the reason.
Okay, ignore the dates. Ignore the dates. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever age they lived at, why do you think all of the skeletons, all of the fossils, all of the eggs, all of the tracks I presented, from whatever age they're from, it doesn't matter, right? Why do you think they're not real? What is it that tells you these are not real? These animals, whenever they existed, couldn't have existed.
It's like I keep saying it and it goes through your head in one ear and out the other. I never said that all of your evidence was fake. I said that some of it could be fake and a lot of it has been misconstrued with a false timeline.
Well, it sounds like to me you're basically conceding that dinosaurs existed, just not in the time that I'm saying they did. No, that's exactly what it sounds like to me.
Listen carefully. Larger creatures existed before a worldwide cataclysm like the flood spoken about in 500 myths and the Quran, the Bible, and the Epic of Gilgamesh.
What were the creatures?
All sorts of creatures.
Could you be specific, please?
Look through the encyclopedia of living creatures. All of the creatures seem to be bigger pre-flood.
Did I show some of the creatures in my presentation?
And a lot of the dinosaur creatures have literally been put together by artists that thought they might have looked like this, that, and the other. And there's very few bone sets that are claimed to be complete. And the ones that they claim to be complete are supposedly 75% complete. We don't know if we can trust them. We don't know if they're adding heads or changing details to suit a narrative that goes against there being an intelligent designer.
Well, the narrative's not against, this is not an intelligent design debate. It's not a flood debate. It's not a geology debate. Keep on topic. So you're basically saying all the stuff I showed you was fake, even though earlier you claimed that wasn't what you were claiming. So you're saying they put it together wrong. Are you now saying that they existed, those skeletal structures existed?
I've said.
What are you saying?
You'll have to rewind because I think everyone watching gets it. There's multiple factors. Some things are faked. Some things are faked. Some things are misunderstood. Yeah. There's all sorts of reasons. Some things are financially initiative. At the end of the day, you said that I was talking about conspiracy theories. I showed that Prince Charles himself admitted that he was bloodline.
This is not a conspiracy debate, Howard.
It's not a conspiracy debate. I showed evidence that he admitted his bloodline, and that bloodline goes back
James,
to...
we're not doing bloodlines of the English monarchy. Seriously? Howard, what has bloodlines of the English monarchy got to do with dinosaurs?
Well,
if you stop interrupting me, I'd be able to get it out. It's okay, James.
This one might be a good opportunity.
Is Prince Charles a dinosaur?
Dragon. Reptilian.
Okay, he's a dragon. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that they use dragons. This is what I mean. You interrupted me.
I got one last question.
You twist my word. No, stop. Let me clear what I was saying because you twist my words and then you make it look like I've said something I haven't said. I'm saying that he claims to be a descendant of Count Dracula. They use the red dragon on their flag. And also the dragon and the serpent is used in the Vatican and the World Health Organization and lots of Italian families, the Napoleon crest. And these dragons show... these logos show a dragon eating humans like vampires do to stay alive. So if there is any truth to this conspiracy theory that they admit to, then it's obvious that they would want to cover up the truth and distort it and take away the truth of a flood, which why was there the flood? Because there was evil in the world, and make it like, the reptiles are all friendly. Go and watch a movie, go to a theme park. Dinosaurs are your friend. So it seems like there is a reason to promote dinosaurs and to demote dragons and serpents that have got hypnotic... I don't know if they're physical or spiritual. I'm just saying that there is evidence in the royal family and the crests and all the other things that I've listed. I don't know what to believe in. I'm just pointing out the reasons why there could be lies behind what dinosaurs are and when they supposedly were, if they ever were. It looks like they weren't.
Okay, Howard, I hear you. You're saying they're fake, they're misunderstood. I've got a mountain of evidence behind me, and I don't believe you. Is there anything solid you can give me, anything demonstrable that you can give me that is evidence for these claims that the pictures I showed were faked and misunderstood, or have you just got your word and your mate with a YouTube video?
I've got personal experience from making
findings. So your word, gotcha.
And I've also got the evidence that I put in my presentation. None of it was conspiracy theory. It was all factual evidence that people can check and research for themselves.
Right.
It's not. None there's of no, it.
I'm sorry. I forgot my tinfoil hat today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when someone admits that they're bloodline of something, that's not a conspiracy theory anymore. That's a conspiracy fact.
Look, I don't know. Look, Vlad the Impaler may have been a real person. I think he was. He may have been joking. I don't know, but it's got nothing to do with dinosaurs. I have no idea where this has come
I've
from.
Just said
but if all of your... Just let me finish. If all of your evidence is for these professional people who spend years doing what they learn to do what they do, spend decades doing it. If your thing is, well, I see something different, I'm sorry, mate. I don't believe you in the slightest because you've got nothing.
You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling people what to look out for when they go to the beach or the riverbed. And I've shown people evidence in my presentation that they can research for themselves. There's absolutely no need for anyone to believe me. But when fresh eyes come along with some new ideas, and say, hey, go and check this for yourself. It's up to you if you want to or not, Mark. If you don't want to, that's okay. But next time you're at the beach, just have a little look at the pebbles and you'll probably start noticing some features for yourself. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, Howard was right.
No, I live in Australia, mate. We've got sand beaches, no pebbles. But I've seen pebbles and, you know, I think that's complete bunk. So really what I'm saying is we've got two different methodologies here. One is the scientific method, which is a series of observation, hypothesis, testing, peer review, you know, hours and hours of work going into experimentation and coming out with reliable results, which is why you're on the internet, why computers exist, why cars exist, why everything exists. And your alternative methodology for people is to look at stuff and just decide what's true, which is a terrible methodology for finding out what is real and what is not.
That's not true. You don't know any of the experiments that we're looking at. We're trying to have DNA analysis. We're having I can't use the word. I'm a bit dyslexic. But there's all sorts of experiments that Mike's having done and had done. He's also dissected some vertically and horizontally. There's loads of different experiments being done by Mike and by other people that are interested in this field of research. You've only just found out about it, so I understand it sounds a bit out there. But yeah, if you look into it, you'll see that there's many people researching and a lot of professionals are in the field as well.
Okay, one last question. Have you been to a museum and seen for yourself?
Replicas.
No, not all of them. As I said, a lot of them are real fossils and they will tell you what is a cast and what is not. Have you been to a museum and seen these fossils?
And when I was researching, it said that there is no fossils in the museums. They're all replicas because of the decomposition properties, because of the cost, because of the weight. It's not... It doesn't make any sense to have a real bone there for those three reasons I've said. So they often, if not always, use replicas, not just for dinosaurs, but yeah, especially dinosaurs, because they're so precious, heavy, and could deteriorate.
So in my introduction, I went straight from the Carnegie Museum that basically they have over 230 specimens and 75% of those specimens are the actual fossils. So you are demonstrably wrong on that count.
So they claim, but I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't tested them.
No, you said that they always use fakes. So you're going in, the museum is saying, hey, these are real fossils. And for some reason, you think you can detect that they're fake. Is that right?
I'm going off what I've read on websites and articles that from the official sources that say the reason we use replicas is because of things deteriorating because of the weight and because of the cost. And if things
As I pointed out in my introduction, I've already covered all of this, that yes, they do use replicas. Doesn't mean they're fake. They are exact replicas. But for things like Tyrannosaurus's skull, which are weak or prone to deterioration, they do. But things that are not, they don't. And like that Tyrannosaurus skull, the skull was a replica because the original is very fragile, but the rest of the skeleton is the original. And that's what they say. And that is the skeleton that I showed being excavated. And all of this is the same for tons of fossils. It's just you don't want to believe it. And you think you can look at stuff and go, hey, that's fake, which you can't.
I'm just saying that there seems to be very little evidence of complete dinosaur bone sets, considering that humans, according to your narrative, the one that you believe in, humans have only been here for 200,000 years. Yet dinosaurs were here supposedly for over 100 million years.
Yep.
Yet you're telling me that we've only got 3,000 mostly complete.
I addressed that already. Complete. We're going around in circles.
Yeah,
the rarity of fossils is because it needs perfect conditions for the fossils to form. So they form very rarely. I've already been over this, Howard.
Yeah, you've got an excuse, but it doesn't justify
what. It's not an excuse.
200,000 years versus 165 million years. And you're telling me that we've only got 3,000 partial bone sets of dinosaurs, which we don't know if they've put the head of this and the leg of that and mixed them all up. We don't know anything. So even
actually,
if they
partial...
are using real bones, a lot have been discovered to be hoaxes. A lot could be misunderstood and a lot could just be complete scams. You're just
do you have any evidence of that? This is what I ask you. Do you have any demonstrable evidence? Because you keep saying and making these claims, and what you don't seem to understand, that claiming something and demonstrating it are two totally different things. So all you come out with is claims. These are fake. These are misunderstood. They mix them up, et cetera, so on and so forth. But you don't demonstrate anything. You just make claims.
I demonstrated in my presentation three different frauds that have been published.
That's a claim.
Frauds.
You're claiming they're frauds.
No, they were
What's
published.
Your demonstration
of
these?
They were retracted by National Geographic as frauds. So if they admit
By the
frauds,
scientists that found out those frauds from the same paleontologists that you're saying aren't doing the right thing.
Yeah, there's lots of politics involved, isn't there? Certain museums might not have
See,
the
that's
rights
another
to say
claim.
Anymore.
Do you have any demonstrable evidence for the claims you keep making? Because when I go to say, hey, this is another claim, all you do is say, well, I'm going to claim something else. Like I go to, well, these are the same scientists that debunked it. And you say, well, there's a lot of fraud. They're
Listen,
fraudulent.
You call it a claim and I'll call it a reason. You gave reasons of why you believe them. And I gave reasons on why I'm skeptical. So why should I justify my claims, my reasons, if you're not justifying your beliefs? You're just saying that you believe that they're telling the truth. Well, great for you, mate. I'm showing people primary observations that they can make on the riverbeds and on the beach. I'm showing people how you can look up about Prince Charles and the Italian families and the Napoleon, how they all use the cest of a dragon eating a baby. And that's what vampires and the whole idea of vampires and reptilians would do. So I'm not sure what is true. I'm just pointing out evidence from official sources, historical facts, constructions and primary observations that we can now make ourselves, and we'll get reproducible evidence pebbles. So I disagree. I'm showing people ways that they can check things. I'm not making claims that aren't verifiable. I've given reasons on why I'm skeptical, and you've given lots of reasons on why you're faithful. So yeah, you keep your faith if you want.
It's not faith. I don't know what sort of definition of faith you're using there, but sort of we have this is evidence that I'm showing. I'm presenting evidence, demonstrable evidence. Faith is sort of something that you believe in with no, if you have evidence, you don't need faith.
Right.
And I presented a ton of evidence, not just reasons.
Have you found any dinosaur bones?
I haven't. No. Why?
No.
Why
so it's a faith. Occur? So it's a faith. You're believing in what other people say they found. That's great. Thanks for your honesty, Mark.
Well, that's
Thank
not
you.
Faith.
I have found pebbles. I have found.
I've found pebbles
correlation.
Too.
Good. Now take a good look at them again.
Yeah.
Now,
if you... they're not organs. So I have looked at pebbles.
No,
they're
you
not
haven't.
Organs.
No.
Yeah, I have. Okay. I've what? Do you think I've never seen a pebble before?
You just
I've
said that there are rivers. No pebble beaches. You just said there's
yeah,
no pebble beaches.
There's rivers, dude. What are you talking
yeah.
about?
Now go back to that river and start looking at the pebbles with new eyes. And you'll
I've
probably
looked at pebbles.
Listen,
Howard, you sound absolutely balmy.
Yeah, well, maybe I wouldn't if you didn't interrupt me all the time when you
I'm
want
pretty
to make
sure
it,
you would.
You look balmy. You're doing it again, Mark.
What?
Can I speak without you interrupting
yeah,
me?
Yeah, go
please?
For it. Sorry. Yeah, go for it.
Right. Now that you know that people are saying that pebbles appear to be petrified organs, go back to the riverbed and start looking at the pebbles. Maybe break one and you'll see that the inside is darker than the outside, so that if you can see a fracture, then you know that the ones that haven't been fractured are whole intact pieces. And then you'll notice that 15 to 20% of all pebbles have a harp shape. And the ones that have the heart
yeah,
shape
this isn't
always
a debate
have
about
the
pebbles.
Correlations.
This. Why do you keep changing the subject?
Because
why?
I have evidence of a worldwide flood, which justifies the narrative
this
that Earth is only a
flood.
Few thousand years old. And your
James,
narrative,
could we
your
stick
narrative
to the topic.
Your
please?
Narrative
this
needs millions of years
topic.
For dinosaurs to be real.
We must jump into the Q&A. Do want to say both of our guests are linked in the description. That includes the podcast. Folks, if you want to hear more from our guests regarding their views, you can by clicking on those links below in the description box. Or if you're listening via podcast, as we put all of the Modern Day Debates up on our podcast, available at fine podcast apps everywhere, you can also find our guest links there in the description box at the podcast episode. So both Mark and Howard are linked. With that, thanks very much. We're going to jump into our first question. This one coming in from Mr. Monster says, what makes you think dinosaurs could not have went extinct 65 million years ago? Have you done any tests yourself? I think they're talking to you, Howard.
Yeah. If we can't distinguish between fossils and petrified organs of a few thousand years ago, then how would we know what's a few thousand years and what's hundreds of millions of years ago? It looks like everything happened at the same time, which is why we get temples still being excavated from sand and earth, and there's also temples underwater, and the star fortresses still half covered in mud on the top of mountains, and the remnants of marine life on the top of Mount Everest. There's lots of evidence of a worldwide flood which would explain all of the fossils, petrified organs and bones and everything that we find, as well as the different layers of density and stuff like as a pyroclastic cloud flow. So a worldwide flood explains everything and pretty much debunks the idea that there was things living millions of years ago, because you wouldn't be able to distinguish and there wouldn't be layers of age like they claim there is. I hope I answered that.
You got it, Ian.
Can I add something, or are
yeah,
we just
go for it.
Going... Oh, okay. Well, you know, we can tell the difference between pebbles and fossils. Pebbles are pebbles. Fossils are fossils. They're not the same thing. We can tell the difference. How can end the humans?
Please don't twist my words. I said petrified organs, fossilized bones. Didn't
you guys certainly same. Have chemistry. I do.
We have something. I tell you that. Right. It's probably the shaved heads, mate. It's giving a connection.
Also, folks, I have to tell you, we are tentatively planning on hosting our second conference. We just this week finally found a date. We're planning on October 28th. So if you happen to live in Texas, we're planning on Dallas. It's going to be huge. And with that, follow Modern Day Debate for more details on that. We'll try to put out announcements to give you a heads up. It's about 2 months away, and we're still planning in particular who's going to be there. Though I will say a couple of names that have already agreed are Destiny and Actual Justice Warrior. This one coming in from Oflamio says, if chickens are dinosaurs and chickens exist, then dinosaurs exist. Are supermarket rotisserie chickens a corpocracy conspiracy? Howard, the idea that birds are dinosaurs convincing to you or not?
If I understand it right, it's my point entirely. If chickens were a lot bigger in the past and we found a bone set of a large chicken, it would be mistaken for a T-Rex or maybe another dinosaur. So I think that's the point that he's making that I was making before.
Mark, any thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, chickens are a sort of subset of Dinosauria. There are some very difference with the aves or the avians dinosaurs rather than the non-avians. And scales did evolve into feathers. We know that. But, you know, I to be charitable to Howard here, you know, I think that the subject really was about non-avian dinosaurs, the, you know, classic theropods and sauropods.
You got it, Anne. Cameron Hall says, "Dear Howard, why have we found dinosaur skulls, or what look to be dinosaur skulls by your own admission, but we don't seem to have found giant human skulls?"
I showed multiple articles, even from Scientific American, where there's loads of giant human skeletons found, but then by regular people. This is the thing, there's no depiction of dinosaurs in any of the ancient carvings, like I said, but there is depictions of giants. There's been giant skeletons found worldwide since the beginning of time, yet, funny enough, the Smithsonian Institute comes up, they take
Smithsonian.
Everything. Thank you. And then they'll say, oh no, it was all fake, or it was actually dinosaurs. And we're supposed to just believe them, even though they have their own agendas and motives, because it's an organized organization of board members that have what they want to be pushed as truth and what they don't to be debunked. So yeah, there's lots of skeletons, as in my presentation. And if you just Google, you'll find loads yourself. People really should do this research for themselves.
Juicy. Why, you're wearing a fluoride t-shirt. Is there some sort of... Oh, okay. There we go. All right, we've seen enough. Right. Put it away. Right. This one coming in from... I had a feeling it wasn't just some sort of innocuous, normal...
Yay, like, go thing. Fluoride.
It's, but this one coming in from Robert Summers. How do you know that the art that depicts giants is literal and not just artistic techniques to make someone or something more grandiose, for example?
Brilliant question. So you take evidence from different parts of the world that had no communication with each other, and then you think, well, why are they all saying the same thing? They're showing dragons, they're showing snakes all over the world, they're showing giant people, there's giant doors in the constructions of all the temples and other constructions around the world. So you start correlating the evidence and you see that there's a pattern, but there's no reason for there to be a pattern. Why did they make large doors? Why did they draw large people? Why do they claim to find large human skeletons? Why do they have texts in their language from ancient religions and myths had no communication with people in another part of the world that were writing their myths and drawing their depictions and building their big doors? So yeah, I see logic that the reason we get the same results in different places isn't because they had telephone service thousands of years ago. It's because they were all dealing with the same thing. And until the worldwide flood, this was just a common part of life.
Must move forward. This one coming in from, do appreciate your question as well. Meridon says, Howard, how do you address something like Sue, quote unquote, and that, but just the name S-U-E, which is a very complete T-Rex skeleton we have, which could not be mistaken for anything else and is accepted as not being a hoax?
Yeah, Mark already used Sue as an example because it's supposedly 90% complete. So... yeah, it's good evidence that we can believe in. But how can we know what's a replica and what's not if the people that are claiming that it's genuine could be on the payroll? I'm not saying it is a fake. I'm saying that we shouldn't trust one example when there's lots of examples that there's a cover-up.
You got it, Anne. This one, appreciate your question. Coming in from Bubblegum Gun. No, it's not as really... Well, Mark, I have a feeling you might be able to address this. So since it was seen by the live chat, they said that atheists are allegedly mad because dinosaur fossils had tissue in them. I think they mean like soft tissue. I know that you do a lot of creation evolution debate. So if you want to address it, Mark, since it's already been seen by everybody in the live chat, we'll give you a chance if you want to address it.
Yeah, so they basically thought that there were no way that soft tissue can be preserved, but under sort of exceptional circumstances, the scientists found some soft tissue. They still couldn't extract DNA, so we can sort of kiss the Jurassic Park thing goodbye. It's very, very decayed soft tissue, as far as I understand it. The creationists sort of jumped up and down and said, oh, they found blood, they couldn't be that old kind of thing. Completely wrong, not blood, soft tissue, it's been preserved. It's not a big deal. It just means that tissue can survive longer than we first thought. And the people that work that out are scientists, not, you know, sort of people sitting on the sidelines, just sort of making wild claims. But thanks, Bubblegum. I appreciate it.
Howard, I'm sorry. I kind of gave you a hard time earlier because I was so skeptical about whether or not there are alleged organs that have been like fossilized. And so regardless of them being young or old, like, I'm not trying to side with you on in terms of their age, Howard, but I will say I was a little bit hard on you before because I looked at you so with such a stink eye. This one coming in from, so Mark says, Mark seems to grant it, but he says it still doesn't give, it's not like it's any evidence for your side, but Bubblegum Gun, or I should say Oflamio, says, are chickens dragons, Howard?
No.
This one coming in from...
Chickens are chickens. Dragons were dragons.
Udef Heku says, to Mark, if dinosaurs are real, how come we've never found a croc-a-pebble? I don't know what that's supposed to mean. If it's
I think that's a joke. I think that's a joke on evolution kind of thing. The croc-a-pebble. You know what? I really would like to find a croc-a-pebble. I would like that as a pet rock. Wouldn't that be awesome?
May I just add?
Go ahead, Howard.
There was a creature that had scaly skin that I showed, and I forgot to add in my video, if anyone is interested in looking at the Naga cave in Thailand, it's a big stone formation that magically looks like a snake, and it doesn't just have the whole body and the head, it also again has the scaly skin. So you can make your own minds up, but yeah, Naga cave in Thailand would be one of them alligator pebbles that you're on about.
You got it. This one coming in from, do appreciate your question, Pancake of Destiny says, vampires, reptilians, dragons, global flood existed, but dinosaurs are not real, Howard?
In my mind, the whole idea of what a dinosaur is random evolution millions and millions of years ago. But if we can show that there was a catastrophe thousands of years ago, and all of these fossils can be accounted for, and all of these petrified organs and all of these remains and different trails and eggs, if all of this evidence that I never said was all fake, Mark, if all of this evidence that Mark's shown can be explained via a worldwide flood a few thousand years ago, then that debunks dinosaurs. Sorry.
This one coming in from Rage Pro says, by the way, thanks for your membership, Rage Pro. We appreciate it. It says, search power feeding. I work with large pythons. Either of you familiar with that? I don't think it's an innuendo.
No. Power feeding.
Howard, are you familiar? We can come back to that in case you find anything, Mark. This one coming in from, do appreciate your question, OG Snoop says, a dinosaur isn't a dinosaur if it is not from the Mesozoic era. The debate didn't go anywhere past the intro because Mark couldn't engage with dating. Mark, any thoughts?
Yeah, so this isn't a debate about dating at all. It's about whether dinosaurs existed at all. So, you know, if Howard wanted a different topic, he should have chosen a different topic. Like, what date did the dinosaurs live? Wasn't the subject of the debate.
Well, that's where me and this person disagree with you, because our point is the whole definition of dinosaur is that they were millions of years ago, and about evolution and all that. If we're all created and this worldwide flood happened a few thousands of years ago, it's just that simple.
Yeah,
there's one or there's the other. You can't have both. Now, maybe you're conceding that dinosaurs, what you think are dinosaurs, what you call dinosaurs, might have lived a few thousand years ago. Great. If you're willing to concede that that's a possibility, then my work here is done today. I'm happy that I've at least opened your idea to the idea that dating might be all wrong. And that hopefully will lead you to go and look at the pebbles next time you're on the river, or when you travel to a beach that does have pebbles. I'm hoping that I've just planted that seed for you, Mark.
That pebble. Now, the problem is that you're in a debate about one subject, and I prepared for that one subject and put a lot of work in. Now, you get into the debate, Howard, and dishonestly you try to change the subject to other subjects, like dating and radiometric dating and how we date things. You try to change it to the flood. You try to change it to pebbles. You try to change it to geology. You try to change it to conspiracy theories. You obviously have no idea. Let me finish. You have no idea what a debate is. When you choose a topic, you go into debate that topic. What you don't do is dishonestly try to change it to anything else so you can debate what you want to debate.
If I may just quickly say, James, I don't like you using the word conspiracy theories when I specifically used people's first accounts and logos that people can check for themselves. And I don't like you using the word dishonest when I clearly explained why I was using multiple evidences to make my case on why dinosaurs didn't exist in the time frame that you believe in, which means that there was no dinosaurs. There was larger creatures, no dinosaurs. Thank you.
This one.
Could I have the last word? The question was for me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so this is the thing. They're only very, very tangentially related. You could do that with any debate. You could drag in whatever you want, and there was no clear connection to any of the things that you were saying. All you were doing were loosely making assertions that only vaguely came into it. We were debating, do dinosaurs exist? And you got on to Vlad the Impaler and Dracula in a conspiracy to overthrow the world because reptoids were going to, we were using dinosaurs so reptoids could take over the world.
No, I didn't say that.
Your presentation said. It said that may be happening. I did watch your presentation, Howard. You're aware of that. Now, Howard, I do get the final word because the question was for me. So if you don't like that, say something else and then I'll have the final word again.
This one coming in from, do appreciate your question. Kim John Ultra says, Howard, please can you expand on what you mean when you say, quote, I don't know, I'm just saying, unquote.
If I've said that, it's because I've never claimed to have answers. I've got questions, I've got doubts, and I've got a lot of evidence and logic to support my doubts and my questions. I've never asked anyone to believe me. I'm just showing people how they can find the evidence and the information for themselves and then make their own minds up. Nothing dishonest about that. And
By the way, folks, if you haven't yet, hit that like button. So far, this has been a popular debate. We are hovering around 450. We're at about 438 right now. So we do appreciate your hitting that like button, as that does help the video get recommended to more people. If you think that your side was most persuasive, hit that like button and more people will see your side winning this debate when YouTube recommends this video. What are you doing, Howard? Okay, so anyways, want to say, I just love giving you a hard time, Howard. But this one coming in from, appreciate, this is one of the standard question list. Dan Cunningham had a point. They said, is Howard aware that the Prince of Wales is not actually Welsh? In particular, to add clarification, Howard keeps bringing up the red dragon of the Welsh flag. I think they're saying
that's
that,
a good point.
It's not actually, there's not actually a connection there. It's the Welsh flag. It's not connected to
the Prince of Wales.
Is it true? I'm not familiar, but I...
Well, it's not just the Welsh flag. Yeah, and it's not just the Welsh flag. I could have a round two if you want, Mark, and I'll have much more. See, I've only had a few days to prepare for this, and I've tried to get as much information in 10 minutes as possible. Yeah, yeah. So you appreciate that it's hard to get a lot of ideas and information into 10 minutes. I can find more dragons and more flags and more logos and more crests if you want. I'd be happy to have a rematch and get myself a bit more organized and better prepared. And I can back up all of the evidence I've got with more.
If you want to have a debate that there's coincidences in the world. I'm not sure I want to debate that because I'm not going to go against that. Yeah, see what I think. I'm a bit too tired to think about it at the moment, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll go through just a couple more questions as Mark is staying up late with us. Mark, in your time zone, do I remember right? Are you in the same time zone as Sydney, Australia?
No, I'm Western Australia, so I'm plus 8. I'm basically 12 hours from Eastern Standard, Eastern Time.
Okay,
so,
and we want to get you to sleep quick then, so we'll just maybe do
two more
quick ones. This one coming in from Delaney says, okay, I admit it, Howard, I have reptile blood. Question, do I have reptile blood or do any humans?
I'm not making any claims. I don't know if I don't know why the elite and the Vatican and the World Health Organization, I don't know why they worship a serpent. I don't know what the serpent is. I don't know if it's a spiritual energy. I don't know if it's a physical manifestation. I don't know if it's a bloodline. I don't know. I'm not making any claims. I'm just pointing out that they seem to pay homage to the reptilian and serpent existence, which we've seen in the Genesis story, and which we've seen depicted in Egypt, Greece, South America, Cambodia, all over the world. They have depictions of serpents and dragons in their constructions that we don't know how they built, because they were built by civilizations that had a different way of building, whether it was acoustic levitation or what, I don't know. I just know that I see serpents and dragons all over the place, even today in modern logos like the flag of Wales and stuff. So, yeah.
You got it. And this one, last one, Rue from the Dot, appreciate it, says, Howard, you sick son of a gun. I added that part. You say dinosaurs in millions of years for evolution. What about the hundreds of millions of years before dinosaurs? Are all those ancient creatures fake as well?
I guess so, because there's zero evidence to support them. And the little evidence that they try and use, like carbon dating, has been up for debate for many years. There's lots of problems with it. So I just stick to evidence that we can reproduce for ourselves, and I keep an open mind to things that we can't verify, like the replica bones in the museums. Don't know.
You got
it. Yeah, so Howard, I'll just say something quickly. We don't use carbon dating for anything that old, Howard. It doesn't work. It's only like a few thousand years old. So it kind of suggests to me that you don't know anything about radiometric dating and the other methods of it. So, yeah.
You got it. And want to mention, our guests are linked both here on YouTube at Modern Day Debate, as well as at the Modern Day Debate podcast. I just put a live chat poll in, and someone said, is the Modern Day Debate podcast on Spotify? It sure is. We are on virtually every podcast app there is, and you can find Mark's and Howard's links in the description box at the podcast as well. And a lot of you, I just found out in this poll, a lot of you maybe didn't know that it's 100% ad-free. Because even on YouTube, if I click unmonetize for a video, like let's say I kind of worry that YouTube is maybe not going to like the video because someone says fluoride is poison, I don't know, something like that, is even if I don't monetize a video, YouTube will actually add on ads to a video even if the content creator didn't, or at least one ad at the start. And so that's something I've learned, and I'm like, wow, YouTube, geez, even if I purposely try to make it so that there won't be any ads, YouTube still has that right and generally does do that. So the podcast is 100% ad-free. There are zero ads on the podcast, folks. So if that's useful to you to download and listen to on your commute or something like that, you can listen to Mark's and Howard's beautiful voices on the podcast, and there are no ads at all if you get sick of ads on YouTube, and who can blame you? Mr. Monster, last minute question says, so reptiles existed, but dinosaurs didn't? I think that's for you,
big,
Howard.
Big reptiles, big birds, big humans, big plants, big mushrooms, big asparagus, like I've shown in the stone formations that wouldn't have happened from wind or water erosion. So yeah, look into biogeology, anyone that's interested, and just don't be put off by my dyslexia or that, you know, Mark can point out that I might have not read up on carbon dating and thing as much as he has. It's not about me. It's not about testing me or my skills or my grammar. It's all about the evidence that I'm presenting. Can you find it for yourself? And like I said, I haven't given any conspiracy theories in my presentation. I've just pointed out some facts, and I've also shown ways, methods for people to check for themselves.
You got it. And want to let our guests, or I should say, especially Mark, who's staying up late with us. Thanks again, Mark, for staying up late. Want to let Mark get to sleep by a decent time. So thank you, Howard and Mark. It's been a true pleasure. I'm going to be back in just a moment, folks, with a post-credit scene updating you about upcoming debates. So stick around for that. But one last thank you. In addition to everybody out there, thank you guys for your questions for the Q&A. And thank you as well, Howard and Mark. It's been a true pleasure to have you.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you, audience. James. Thanks for watching.
Thanks, guys.
Fully and completely thank you, guys. And I'll be back in just a moment, folks. So stick around.